Every now and then at night, Cook Murphy lets Salvino out of the hiding place he's fashioned for him under his bunk. He sits him down, feeds him, and changes the bandage on his right ear, telling him for the 100th time how sorry he is. Salvino chews furiously on the cod and the molasses cookie, not understanding the English words. Cook had been opening a barrel with an axe only hours after Mount Corcovado had slipped out of sight when he'd found the boy inside. A shout. He'd swiftly hidden him in his cabin once he'd finished cleaning up the molasses and blood in the galley. The moon shines through Cook's porthole as he shows Salvino an illustration of the dark spots on the moon, his index finger pointing back and forth between the page of the book and the full moon that floods them with light. "That's the Sea of Tranquility." Salvino repeats the words stumblingly. Cook Murphy thinks to himself that he should instead have stolen some books from the captain that would have allowed him to show Salvino the northern lands where the boat is headed, rather than maps of the moon's seas and the night skies. When he's not talking, Salvino assumes a placid expression that Cook takes to be anguish, but that is, in fact, nothing more than astonishment. This white man is taking care of him, giving him food and drink. The beer makes him laugh and eases his nausea. Salvino goes back to comparing the drawing to the moon. He points at a spot on the page. "That's the Sea of Rains." Cook mimes falling rain with his fingers. "But where I'm taking you, we have the Sea of Snow." He guffaws, slapping his stowaway on the shoulder. Every time he touches Salvino, Cook can't get over how thin he is. "Here, have a cookie." From the newspapers of Rio de Janeiro. Runaway slave. Answers to the name of Salvino. Reward. But the Robin Company ships are long gone. After unloading 300 barrels of low-grade Gaspé cod, salty sustenance for the plantation slaves, they set sail with 299 barrels of molasses and one barrel containing Salvino, a slave boy from Angola bought 2 years earlier to wash the docks in the port of Rio. For as long as Gaspé cod would be traded for rivers of Brazilian molasses, Cook Murphy would have work on the Robin Company's ships. A sailor had recently teased him, saying he'd have to keep on working long after he was dead and buried to repay his debts to the employer that sold him the food, clothes, tools, and kitchen utensils he wasn't allowed to buy elsewhere, all deducted from his salary. Making sea biscuits comes easier to Cook Murphy than arithmetic. He still doesn't know how he's going to bring Salvino ashore unnoticed. He's quite sure the captain, a man who knows how to count, would sell him to an American planter if he discovered him. That's why Cook's hiding him. The cook wipes his passenger's skin again with a cloth. "You're still sticky with molasses." The cloth tickles. Salvino usually falls asleep after this nightly wash. Headwinds have forced the ship to anchor in Cape Breton, where Salvino has caught a cold. He shivers in the glacial October air. Come night, Cook Murphy lies by the feverish boy's side to warm his bunk. Salvino's finger comes to rest on one of the drawings in the book. The cook is feeling philosophical. "The Sea of Serenity is in the shape of a heart. It can be crossed in no time. You'll never see it again." They reach Chaleur Bay in early November. Thick snow falls, enabling Cook Murphy to unload the barrel containing Salvino without being seen. The light from the fire illuminates Mother Murphy's face as she waits in the log house just feet from the shore. She doesn't bat an eyelid as Salvino clambers out of the barrel her son has just opened. She asks a single question with her eyes.
"His name? Salvino. I found him in the molasses."
"We'll call you Freeman." The old woman gently touches the fugitive's cheek. This is the name she gives to the census takers when they pass through her hamlet in 1861. The boy, still barefoot, stands by the window. The falling snow is reflected in his dark Brazilian eyes, shining with delight. The old woman smiles.
That's Winter, your new master.